Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here. Just got done talking with South Hamilton head coach Paul Scartwheat. Now joining us on the line is the head football coach of the Clarion Goldfield Downs Cowboys, Caleb Bogle, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So as we take a look, I did see that your boys did go down to the Central College camp a few weeks back down in Pella, and just maybe give a bit of a brief summation how that experience went for your boys and maybe the things that some of your guys picked up along the way at that Central camp.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great camp to go to, you know, all around. You know, the coaches do a great job working with our athletes. You know, and I think it gives us a good sense of kind of where we're at early in the season, you know, because this is a full padded camp. So kids are starting to get in the swing of things of getting done with baseball, now transitioning over into football. You know, it's overall, it went well. Like I said, you know, it's good to see kids, you know, pop, you know, each other around a little bit, do high and hard stuff. You know, from day one to day three, we definitely improved big time. It started off a little slow, but as I was expected, you know, you always go down that camp. There's good competition down there, you know, anywhere from a 5A school down to, you know, an 8-man school. So we kind of see it all, and it's good to go against schools that we don't typically see, you know, during the year and just see how we do. And we just hope to come out of there healthy, and we just compete every single day, and that's what we do. And it's great to just go down there and actually put some full pads on and see you guys play a little bit.
Now, as we take a look at your roster coming into this camp here, this camp week here in 2023, obviously from last year, you guys lose your starting quarterback and your starting running back, Preston Gardner, Nevin Foss have graduated, but there is quite a bit of, I'd say, raw talent behind them. Guys like Carson Nessheim, a quarterback, and then Diego Gonzalez, Jackson Engstrom, Caleb Seba, to perhaps fill the role at running backs. And just in terms of skill position guys, who are some of those guys that have really stood out, at least in preseason workouts, now getting into this camp in that preseason practice slate?
Yeah, you know, I think you said a few names. You know, Carson's got some big shoes to fill after Preston, but, you know, he showed some life last year in a couple games. He's just all around a great athlete. I'm just glad that we're able to get him out. You know, I know he's kind of been struggling with some knee problems, but that doesn't seem to give him any issues right now. So I'm excited to see what he can do. You know, he's going to kind of command the offense. He's understanding what's going on and is just learning and being a student of the game. So it's good to have him. You know, another guy, you know, in the backfield, you know, Diego Gonzalez has shared, you know, reps, you know, last year and the year before. But this year he's really stepped up in a huge role, you know, in the weight room and out of the weight room. And he's going to be a horse for us in the backfield. And, you know, a junior, you know, Caleb Seba, you know, he's going to see a lot of time and get the ball. You know, as a fullback for us, H-back, whatever you want to call him. Mm-hmm. He's just a hard-nosed guy that's just going to get after it and just run north and south. And if anybody's standing in the way, you know, he's gonna run you over. You know, you're on the defensive side. All them guys are going to play quite a significant role for us as well. You know, you said Jackson Engstrom. We won't see him until probably about week three on some off-the-field issues, but he will play a role for us. Some of the other skill guys we got, like Colin Kirstein, Wyatt DeCosta, you know, on the outside for us. They're going to be some weapons for Carson down the field. So I'm excited for our skills, what we have. You know, even up front, our linemen, mm-hmm. We got some big boys coming back. So it's just going to be a great year. I'm looking forward to it. The guys are excited. I'm ready to get after it.
And I'm glad you mentioned your linemen, because it very well could be the strength of your ball club. Is you have some really talented guys up front on the offensive and defensive line, guys such as Mason Allen, Caden Hankins, Cole Rothman, and then some younger guys stepping into bigger shoes such as Bryce Lindemann as well. What kind of work have you seen those guys put in the offseason? What are some things that really excite you about what that group can do on both sides of the football coming up this fall?
I think what just excites me the most is they put so much time in the weight room that they're gaining, you know, weight, you know, muscle wise. They're losing some of that baby fat they might have. You know, I think All of them are averaging about 230 pounds right now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be pretty big up front. You know, it's just that core group. You know, you look at Caden Hankins, who has been with us and started, you know, the last 2 years, is kind of the captain of that line and kind of makes all the calls. And, you know, he helps all those young guys out who may not know everything. You know, Cole Rothman is young. It'll be his first year starting on the line for us. But he has definitely made strides. He's been good. You know, Bryce Lindemann, again, who is younger, me a junior, didn't start, but this year he's getting a chance to start. You know, Mason Allen, you know, he's a veteran on the line. He's just another good athlete, a workhorse for us. So I'm definitely excited for what the line has to offer this year. So, and as we know, it always starts with them up front. So they're going to get after it, that's for sure.
And finally, I'm going to take a look at your schedule. Obviously, Class 2A District 2, a bit of a different incarnation than we saw the last 2 years. There are some familiar names in there that stuck around, teams such as Estherville, Lincoln Central, and Spirit Lake. But now you guys throw in Garner Hayfield, Ventura, Forest City, and Okoboji. The first two that are new are teams that CGD's had experience with before in the past. And when you look at the schedule, including the non-district with Eagle Grove, HD Cal, and Southeast Valley, you look at that schedule, and what is the thought process among the boys? How do they feel about some of the challenges they have coming up schedule-wise this season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess never, any schedule is never easy. You know, like you said, you throw in, you know, Estherville and Spirit Lake, who have years underneath their belt where they've been really good teams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they're going to be tough this year. You know, schedule-wise, I think it's definitely favorable. You know, it's, like I said, it's going to be tough. We just got to continue to play our stuff, you know, each and every single week, take 1 week at a time, not worry about the next opponent. You know, the guys are super excited. You know, we finally got Hampton back in our schedule. We haven't played them in over 3 years, so it's nice to play kind of a crosstown rival a little bit. You know, open up again, you know, with Eagle Grove, you know, another crosstown rival for us. So I think the schedule is great. You know, it's going to be good for us. Kids are excited. I know the fans are excited to come out and watch us and see what we have to play, so it'll be good.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again here before the start of the season.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep, that was Caleb Vogel, the head coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys football team, here on Coach Speak. Back with more after this.